Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. A modest red brick house at Oberseestraße 60 in Lichtenberg was the last project of Ludwig Mies van der Rohe before the architect immigrated to the United States. Built in the early 30s for Karl and Martha Lemke, the owners of a Berlin printing company. Mies van der Rohe was the director of Bauhaus at the time.
Wandgroße Fensterflächen.
Ceiling to floor terrace windows open to the south and west, to Obersee Lake and a beautiful garden. The house itself is rather small and modest, but it's unique because it unites with nature. Nature becomes another living room, says Vita Noack, director of the Mies van der Rohe House. The pioneer of modern architecture designed an L-shaped building using a minimum of material. 160 square meters reduced to the essential. The Lemkes lived there until 1945. In the same year, the house was seized by the Red Army, explains Vita Noack. The Red Army used it as a garage, and then in the 60s, the East German secret police took over and remodeled it numerous times, destroying the clear architecture. Between 2000 and 2002, Mies van der Rohe's building was completely restored. Lemke's house is now an exhibition space where contemporary artwork harmoniously integrates with Mies van der Rohe's architecture. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.